Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard.
This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Prints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and a wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Prints at instantprints.com/Boise or call 200-IMPRINTS, that's 208-467-7468. Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Carl Felt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started.
Well, let's get that out of there.
Hello there, Penny. I'm so excited to have you on the show today to chat a little bit about your journey. I know you've had quite a journey.
So yes.
Tell me a little bit about where it all started.
Well, I live in Northern California. And I live rurally, you know, it's pretty rural out here. And I was 29 years old, and I was living on a 130-acre turkey ranch. I was renting it because I was going to nursing school.
That's a big ranch.
And yeah, it was very big. But it was a small house anyways. And I got bit by a tick, a deer tick. And I remember because I found it, it was on my finger. And it looked like a little sesame seed, okay? And so I didn't think anything of it. I pulled it out, washed it down the sink, didn't think a thing of it. But about 3 days later, I got really, really sick. And I got flu-like symptoms. But it was different than the flu. I remember thinking to myself, this feels different, you know, my aching in my legs and just different feeling about it. It went away after 3 days and I didn't think a thing about it. And then I got a rash all over my body. I didn't really think too much of that because I have psoriasis and I just thought, oh, I was stressed and my psoriasis broke out, but it wasn't psoriasis. It was a different kind of rash. So then this was in the summer, about 6 weeks went by and I got super, super sick. And I got this migratory arthritis that went through every single joint in my body. It started in my foot and it went all the way up through my voice box. I could barely talk. So I started going to the doctor to try to figure out what was wrong and they couldn't figure it out. And for some reason, Lyme at one point came up and they said, well, we don't have Lyme out here.
And not in California. They don't travel in any way.
They just... No. Right. So I didn't really think much about it. My SED rate was super high. I was going into my last year of nursing school. I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to go back to school. And I went to this internist and he tried to figure it out, did all these tests on me, said my SED rate was sky high, which just is non-specific, just means that I'm really inflamed. So he finally decided to give me antibiotics, turn a light switch. It was gone. Everything went away.
Oh, so that quickly.
You know, everything's great. So I went back to nursing school. Yeah. It was amazing. It was just gone. So I went back to nursing school. After about 10 years in nursing school, I decided to do RN on Lyme's disease. And don't ask me why I did it on Lyme's disease. You have to do CEs every year. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. And the more I read about it, the more I realized that's what I had. Because each step of the way I started reading, I went, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I went through. So I went back to the doctor and I said, I think I have Lyme's. And he said, well, they have a test now for it, but let's test you for it. And sure enough, he tested for it and I came back positive. And he said, I'm still not totally convinced. And I said, well, the only thing I'm worried about right now is it can cross the blood-brain barrier, this bacteria, if it's in me. And I'm worried that that could happen. He said, well, if it happens, I'll give you a prescription for antibiotics you could start taking. Of course, that wouldn't have done any good, but we know that now. But so anyways, nothing happened. I worked in nursing for probably 30 years. But about in my later 40s or early 50s, I started having a lot of joint problems again. And by the time I was in my late 50s, I pretty much had to retire because I was having problems with my hip and I had to have surgery on my hip. I still didn't put it together that it was chronic Lyme's because they thought, because I had psoriasis, I had psoriatic arthritis. So anyway, so I had my hip surgery and then finally, after a while, I noticed my joints. I played a lot of tennis. I'm very athletic all my life. And I just noticed my knees were starting to really bother me. And my hands. And I started having deformity in my hands. And I could just tell this arthritis was coming all back. And so, and I had other symptoms too, but I didn't relate it to the Lyme's. They were just sort like constant sore throat. I had some trouble with swallowing, just weird symptoms. And so then I went to a naturopath doctor and he said, I bet you have Lyme's. And I said, oh, that's maybe. And so he said, let's test you because we have Western blot tests now. We can test you for it. And of course, he tested me and came back positive. So that's how I figured it out, that I had chronic Lyme's. And that's when I eventually made the journey to Sierra Integrative Medical Center to get rid of it. Because I could, all the other things I tried didn't work.
And
I was just getting sick. Well, I tried some of the medication he was giving me and some light therapy and just different things. I was just getting sicker and sicker. So I just said to my husband, if I don't do this, I think I'm going to die because I'm not getting better. And of course, it was all out of pocket. So we had to decide, you know, because CDC wasn't going to pay anything. Our insurance wasn't going to pay anything. We had really good insurance. I shouldn't say they didn't pay anything. They paid for the labs and everything. But, you know, it was a lot of money out of pocket because it wasn't recognized. There's no such thing as chronic Lyme's, is what they told me at UC Davis. So I went to see our Integrated Medical Center. He said I would be there for 6 weeks. Dr. Fong, you know him?
I know of him. I don't know him personally.
Okay. And the way I heard of him was through another lady that had Lyme's, and she went there and had some success. So I decided I would try that. And he only kept me for 5 weeks because I did so well once I started into the treatment. And so I was exhausted by the time I ended after 5 weeks. And you go through, he gives you a special Carilla. Have you ever heard of that? Mm-hmm. Okay, you probably know about all that stuff. And so you get this, you know, shake and bake kind of reaction. And so for 5 weeks, I went through that. Everything was IV. He cleared up my blood. he said he could see the spirochetes in my blood when I went in there. And then by the time I went out, there was nothing.
Oh.
And I was exhausted, but I felt better. But I was limping, and I pretty much would have been in a wheelchair almost by this time. I knew I had to have surgery on my knees. They were destroyed. And so he said, if after 5 weeks, you can go home. Your blood looks really good. You're doing really good. So I was just exhausted, but I had to have 2 total knees after that. Once I got through that, I've been great. I play a lot of pickleball. I'm athletic. I'm 70 years old now, but I am moving like I haven't moved in ages.
I love
it. And I'm feeling fantastic.
So the over at the Sierra, they did that shake and bake protocol. Can you describe that a little bit more as to what that looked like?
Well, they gradually give you this IV Carilla, and they give you a little dose at first to see how you're going to do, and then they increase the dose. And what it is the worst episode I had of it was the second dose, I think, where you just start shaking like crazy, like you're so cold, and then you're almost like having convulsions. I mean, I felt like I couldn't stop shaking. It was horrible. And that lasted, I think, about 45 minutes. The first dose they gave me didn't do much of anything. The second dose was the one that really got me. And then you get a fever and you go into really, where you're really feverish and sick and you don't feel good. And then I just went to sleep after that. And woke up and felt fantastic. I mean, I felt so good. I couldn't believe how good I felt. I thought, that is really weird. And then so every day I would get this Carilla, but I never had that bad of a reaction again. I would just get where I didn't feel good, and I'd get really cold, shake a little bit, and then go into fever, go to sleep, wake up feeling better. So, I did that for 5 weeks.
So and you're doing that every day, and each time you're doing that, you're feeling better and better each day.
Well, I don't know if I felt better and better each day, but I felt better than when I initially came in, let's put it that way. So it was sort of a gradual thing. I didn't see as much. That first big reaction is where I felt the best.
Yeah.
And then every day after that, I just started gradually feeling a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. And I was really, really tired.
Yeah.
Very exhausted from the treatment. And there were other things they did for you. Like they gave oxygenated your blood. I forget what that's called.
Like, either MAH or UBI or
something like that. Yeah. And then they do give you magnesium if you needed it, but they gave you IV every day to clean out your system. And they gave you tests every day. Tests to find out what you're allergic to, what you're not allergic to. They give you so many blood. I've never had so much blood work in my life. But they tested you for everything. And now I know everything I'm allergic to. So he said, well, when I eat these things, I don't feel bad. He goes, yeah, but it causes inflammation in your body. We're trying to get rid of that. So I stick to that diet now, and every time I go off it, I can feel it.
Okay.
You know, so I'm a vegan. I'm very disciplined. I stick to my diet. I exercise every day. So I'm really take good care of myself.
Wonderful. And so this, just to kind of recap a little bit. So you had the tick bite. You felt horrible for 3 days. And then you had the antibiotic. You had the antibiotic and it all disappeared. And then
6 weeks later.
6 weeks later, you had the antibiotic.
But I did get a rash too.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. And then also, but then after you had that short term antibiotic treatment, then you felt good for like 10 years or so.
Well, 30 days antibiotic treatment.
Okay.
I felt. No, I felt good for probably 20 years.
20 years. Okay, that's amazing. And
it is amazing.
And these were just kind of oral antibiotics that you were doing, or were they giving you IV antibiotics?
They were oral. It was oral antibiotics.
And do you remember which ones they were?
It was erythromycin, because I'm allergic to all kinds of antibiotics.
Okay.
So he gave me erythromycin.
And that was the only one that he gave you? There was nothing else along with that?
Nothing else.
Okay, so you did that, and then you felt good for, yeah, this has had 20 years, and then all of a sudden you started to then have these pains that were migrating.
I had joint problems.
Yeah, and they were kind of migrating.
But they didn't migrate so much as they'd start in one joint. Well, I guess they did migrate so much because they were starting in my hands, and my hip was going bad, so... There were different joints that were being involved.
Okay. And you tried antibiotic then, and that didn't do anything.
I didn't try antibiotics then.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do it.
Okay. But that's when you went to the naturopathic doctor. You found out that it was Lyme. And then
it was 10 years after that I went to the naturopathic doctor.
Okay.
Because I thought I had psoriatic arthritis. See, they diagnosed me with psoriatic arthritis.
Oh, yeah.
So they gave me Embryol and all this heavy duty medication, which kind of put it at bay somewhat. Mm-hmm. But once I couldn't take that anymore, it just started getting worse, much worse. Because I think by then my system was so overrun and my immune system was so messed up from taking the Embryol, you know, such an immunodepressant that I think I was just run down.
Yeah.
And couldn't fight anything off.
Yeah. I fully understand that. Well, I mean, that is incredible. So with this journey, and now you're eating well, you're eating mostly plant-based, organic, is mm-hmm. is that correct? Okay.
Right. And as much as possible.
Yeah. Good.
And I stay away from all the things I'm allergic to, which is, you know, milk and all the dairy and all that stuff. So,
and you found out, you found that was one of the parts that was important, you know, which foods that you're sensitive to. Did they go through what kind of heavy metals and chemicals you were dealing with as well? And what kind of co-infections?
They checked all that, and yeah, they didn't elaborate. I asked him about co-infections, and he said he didn't say anything about metals. I didn't have any metal in my body other than my hip at that point. He didn't say anything about having a high level of that. He did say he did check me for all the things I was allergic to. I asked him about the co-infections, and he said everything I'm doing with the Corilla is going to get rid of all the co-infections.
Okay, wonderful.
So don't worry about that. Because I was hearing a lot about it at the center, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm going to take care of all that.
Lovely. And this, how long ago was this again? This was like how many years ago?
This was probably about 6 years ago.
And you've been
5 or 6 years ago.
And you have no signs or symptoms since then, and you feel perfectly fine.
I still have some arthritis. I still have some joint problems in my toes, and I can feel some soreness, but it is nothing like I had before. I mean, I could barely get up out of a chair, and now I can jump up. I mean, I just don't feel that overall stiffness and soreness, but I still do have some joint involvement.
And you're back at playing tennis?
I'm back playing pickleball is what I play.
Good. Well, pickleball is fun.
It's great. Well, I'm 70 now, so, you know, I can't cover a whole tennis court. So I cover pickleball court.
Yeah,
I play almost every day.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, my mother, she is 80. Let's see how old. She's turning 83, and she's still playing tennis, I think, at least twice a week.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I bet she.
I'd like to go back playing tennis, but I think I'd be pushing it.
No, she's not covering a whole court either. It's doubles with other gentlemen, and they're just there having fun.
Right. And that's all that matters, getting some exercise and having fun.
Exactly. That's wonderful. Well, if there is a tip that you would give to people that are newly diagnosed, I mean, that you wish you would have known at the time you were diagnosed, what would it be?
When I was diagnosed, it was in 1975. So Lyme's hadn't been around for very long. I'm sorry, 1980. It had only been around for 5 years, I think. It was originally diagnosed in 1975 or discovered in Lyme's, Connecticut, where there are all these kids that got arthritis. Is that correct?
Sounds about right.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, of course, if I had got the antibiotics right away, I would never have this journey. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
So now they're more aware of it. So I always tell anybody that gets bit by a tick to, you know, right away, check it out, you know, make sure you don't have these kind of symptoms, or get the tick and make sure, take it to your doctor, make sure he doesn't have Lyme's, because, you know, it's such a horrible disease.
Yeah.
And so I guess, you know, I wish I had been diagnosed right away, and then I would never have gone through all this, because I've had 3 surgeries, and I mean, I was really sick at one time. Didn't think in my early 60s that I was going to live very long.
No.
So,
yeah,
that was really bad. And so, you know, I still struggle with some of it. And so, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like in my 80s, but I'm just going to enjoy every day for now.
I think that's an excellent idea. Yeah, why worry about the next decade when you have this decade to enjoy?
And exactly. And I honestly think being vegan has been a remarkable change.
And it seems to be that way with a lot of the people that we interview, is that, you know, being organic, vegan, or plant-based seem to really help them a lot with their symptoms.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I really do. I think it's made a huge difference in my health.
Well, Penny, it's truly been a pleasure chatting with you, and I'm so grateful for you sharing your journey for the benefit of other people that are going through it, so that they know how to navigate what it is that they're dealing with. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Bye now.
Okay.
Information this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Feldt.